Good morning. And how are you? Wasn't it a great gospel today? I know you're all sitting here thinking, I cannot be a disciple unless I hate my mother, father, sister, brother, everybody. I have to hate them. I cannot be a disciple of Jesus unless I give up all my possessions. But see, this is the call of the gospel. It's the call to go from being just someone who shows up at church, that comes to God to get what they want, and instead follows Jesus for what it'll cost them. And what will it cost you to follow Jesus? Everything. But, you know, there's a, I'm reading this book. Again, it's a Protestant book for those who hate when I read Protestant books. Get over it. Anyway, so it's called Not a Fan. And it's an interesting thing because he talks about most people are fans of Jesus Christ. And Jesus doesn't call anyone to be his fan. You know, he just talks about the dictionary defines a fan as an enthusiastic admirer. Fans want to be close enough to Jesus to get all the benefits, but not so close that it requires sacrifice. Fans may be fine with repeating a prayer, attending church on a weekend, and slapping a Jesus fish on their bumpers. But it's that really the extent of the relationship that Jesus wants. Jesus was never interested in having admirers. It's not fans that he is looking for. And so the whole book really just focuses on, are you really a disciple of Jesus or are you a fan of Jesus? Do you come to Jesus for what Jesus can do for you so you can live forever, so you can get the blessings, so you can sit there and have peace in your heart? Is it all about you or is it all about Jesus? Jesus is calling us to give up everything for love of him. And it's more than like, you know, he really is really hard on these people. And for a Protestant, it's interesting, who just make a make the Jesus prayer, you know, like, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I give my life to you. He says that's repeating a prayer. What Jesus wants from you and me is the commitment of our life, no matter where that leads. And again, so a person who is a committed disciple of Jesus, they do what they do because Jesus asked them for it. If we're people that are fans, we go to church when we feel like it, when it feels in, fits in our schedule, when it doesn't, when it's not an inconvenience. We go to confession, you know, when I feel really bad about it, then I got to do those things. We give money when we can, when we have, you know, a few extra bucks, when I'm feeling generous inside. But those are not disciples of Jesus Christ. A disciple of Jesus Christ exists to please him. A disciple of Jesus Christ enters into this relationship knowing it'll cost you everything. A disciple of Jesus Christ obeys him in all things, and it desires that. And the book gives so many examples about those who are fans and those who are disciples. And he talks about one of the people, and he goes, I am not a fan of Jesus. And it always kind of strikes you. And here's this guy who had sexual addiction his whole life, and he gave his life to Christ when he was 17, and he had an inner life that was secret from everybody else, from his wife and everybody else. And he sat there, and he'd go down to this bookstore all the time, or he'd go into the internet, and then his wife found out about it, and he tried to stop and different things. He wasn't willing to give up everything for Jesus. St. Augustine was like that, you know. St. Augustine was great. His mother prayed for him that he'd finally come to conversion, and he'd say, no, please, and then he didn't want to. In fact, if you ever want to read the one of the greatest books ever, you got to read the Confessions of St. Augustine, because Augustine was so real, right? Augustine struggled with impurity, and he sat there, and he made a prayer one day, Lord, make me pure. But not yet, you know, because he still liked it. He still embraced impurity instead of Jesus. And then what set Augustine into a disciple is that this is the Holy Word of God. because he's listening. He's in the back and he's struggling about, you know, all this stuff about, and everybody's praying for him. But he does. He lived with a woman outside of marriage. He had a child with her. That child later became a priest. But anyway, all these things, he didn't want to give up this stuff. And to follow Jesus, people, you need to give up yourself. You need to give up your sin. You need to give up your possessions. You need to give it all up to be a disciple of Jesus. It's just that simple. And until you're willing to do that, you got to sit there and think. So what happened for him is he's sitting there going through this stuff. He loved all this stuff. And then he heard, take and read, take and read, take and read. And there's a Bible there, and he picked up the Word of God, and it says, no longer shall you live in this way. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything changed. The Word of God brought him to salvation. And so when it comes to us, first of all, we got to think. Examine your conscience like we did last week. Am I a fan or am I a disciple? Huh? Am I willing to do what God asks me to do in all things? Does that mean I'm willing to go to church every week, whether I feel like it or not? Does that mean I'm willing to be generous with my money, whether I feel like it or not? Does it mean I'm willing to obey him in all things when it comes to purity in my own life? Does it mean I'm willing to give up with pornography and these different things? Does it mean I'm willing to stop doing things that God doesn't want me to do? Does it mean I'm going to be more of a loving person because he wants me to do it? Is this what it's going to, does it mean that I have my hands out and I let God give what he wants and takes what he wants because my life is not mine, it is. Is his. Are you a fan? Or are you a disciple? And when you and I decide, I want to be a disciple, it'll cost you everything. But again, as I talked about last week, when it costs you everything, do you think you lose anything? No, that's the point. You listen to the devil when he says, no, you don't want to be generous. You don't want to tithe. You don't want to do this. You have other things to do. It doesn't matter if you go to Mass. It doesn't matter if you obey him in all things. You can go to confession, and as soon as you go to confession, you'll feel better for a day, and you can go do it again. That is not a disciple. A disciple is finally, Jesus, I want you to be in charge of all my life. It's not a prayer that you make. It's a commitment of your life. I'm not just here because I like the way you do things. I am here, Jesus, because you gave your life for me, and I want to give my life for you. So begin with an examination of your heart. And if you're a fan, again, this isn't to make you feel guilty. That's not the point of this homily. It's to help us all know where we are so that then we can ask Jesus, Jesus, I don't want to be a fan anymore. I want to be a disciple. Jesus, give me the grace to fully commit myself to you. And part of that fully commitment isn't only dealing with our sin, isn't only tithing, but it's becoming these people who I am going to put other people in front of me. I'm going to be a person of love. Again, if we are not people of love, you can do all those other things. You know, Paul's explicit. If I give my body away to be burned, but I do not have love, it profits me nothing. If you become a disciple and you don't become to act like Jesus, it profits you nothing. Again, what he wants us to do, as we talked about last week, is to be love in a world that doesn't know love. That when you and I finally become disciples, it comes to that again, which will be on my gravestone when I die at 120. It says, I have been crucified with Christ. So the life I live now is no longer my own. That's when you become a disciple. When you have been crucified with him, and now the life you live is no longer your own. Jesus Christ lives inside of you. So what does that mean? That you and I get out of the way and say, Jesus, you control every part of my life. You control my money. You control my sexual life. You control my worship. You control my relationships. You control how I deal with my sin. You control every part of my life, my family, my money. So if we're not there yet, ask for the grace. Huh? Encourage it. If you want to read that book, not a fan, it's a great book. Again, it's Protestant, so there's some things in there we would not agree with. But the challenge is very phenomenal to make sure that I am growing into discipleship and not growing to just be a fan. Because being a fan is up and down. It doesn't enter into a relationship with anybody. There are a lot of fans here of people who play on the, who are Steeler fans and are the miserable people here that come every week with their brown shirts on, whatever, and you're brown fans, and you, I'm so sorry about that, and you're all into it. Here you are. I'm a fan. But if they don't do well, I'm not a fan anymore, right? It goes up and down. He doesn't want you to be a fan. He's calling you into intimacy relationship. So let's examine our conscience and let's say, Jesus, I don't want to be a fan anymore. And we're not all fans. There are great disciples in this group. But if not, I want to be a disciple. I want my relationship with you to cost me everything. And when it does, you'll get everything and more in return. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.